Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can always get the podcast at Google, Apple, Spotify, whatever your preferred podcast platform is. Remember, while you're there, to rate, subscribe, and share, so that way you and your friends never miss a minute of the show. My friends, Washington's 8th Congressional District, which right now has Dr. Tax herself, Kim Schreier, representing you, it's winnable. Do you know we one time actually won this district by 62%? Granted, that was back in 1984, but I think we can do it again. I really do, because as I'm studying the analysis of these numbers, they're actually getting closer and closer. Sure, it was a blowout some of these years, but it's been traditionally closer and closer and closer. I believe this is a winnable seat. And a person who thinks he's able to do it is Nirav Sheth, who is running for Washington's 8th Congressional District. He joins us now on the KVI studio line. Nirav, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Ari, and thank you for me having, you know, here and able to speak and spread my message that why am I running and what made me to run for this position.
Absolute pleasure to have you, my friend. So tell me, why did you decide to do this? I mean, becoming a political candidate, you know, you're going to get whacked around a bit. So why'd you decide to do this?
I didn't have the choice, and I apologize. My kid was next to me.
Don't worry about it, man. It's okay. I got three of them myself. Don't sweat it. Yeah, you're a family man. So tell me about why you decided to run for office. I assume it might have something to do with the young man or woman I hear screaming in the background.
Yes, it's all because of him. He's 4.5 years old. He got all the energy we can see in all the kids at this age, positivity, and willing to reach the sky. Like I was, you know, at his age, I was doing the same thing. I was born and raised in India in lower middle class family, and I came to the United States in 2008. It's like winning a lottery when you're poor and you came to this country as a student. Like it's winning a lottery. Most of people who was born here don't understand this, the opportunity this country has given and still giving to all the people. Doesn't matter if you're born here or anywhere in this world. It's like a winning a lottery.
Amazing.
And my prize is being taken away. And that's the reason I'm fighting, because the prize was the opportunity. From being a homeless student to United States Marine to police officer, and from police officer to multiple business owner, to be precise, 6 business owner at this moment.
Well, the left is going to hate you, my friend. let's go through this for a second. An immigrant, a person of color, a Marine veteran, a former police officer, a family man, and a business owner. You really checked every box there, my friend, for the left to absolutely despise you.
I don't care much. I'm just doing the right thing. I'm fighting for the common person like me and other, all of them. You name it. Every single person in this state, in this country, wants a normal life. They want to work hard. They want to have motivation. They want a leadership in the government, which can lead them to better economy and better life, safe environment. And that's what everybody wants.
Amazing. Because
this country has done so much just for this country and also for the rest of the world. We are the example for being a leader. We are the beacon of hope, and it's all this is getting taken away by some politicians who wants to put the policies ahead of citizens' rights, safety, and everything they stand for. And that's the reason I'm running for it, because recently my businesses got vandalized 18 times, to be precise, in the last 18 months. I got 15 scarves got stolen. I got 2 employees got overdosed by fentanyl. I got 2 employees' family member got killed by overdose of fentanyl. And recently, 10 days ago, one of my employees at the restaurant, her boyfriend's son killed himself, 35 years old, because I don't know the circumstances, but it was so easy to get the fentanyl, cheaper. It's like abundant on the street. And he killed himself. He had the choice to just do that easily. And that's a shame.
That's
I got
awful.
My old son. it will be an awful for any father losing a son like that.
That's awful.
And I'm not going to stand. I'm not going to stand for that. I have my old son. I also have my lots of friends. Like you said, you have three children. We are witnessing a destruction of our society that our ancestors has worked so hard to build. Like, look at our structure since the beginning. We have sent people to moon, satellites, technologically advancement. We have introduced the super highways. We call it, it's national highway. We have introduced that structure, and now everybody is copying it into their country. But all this is all falling apart. Why? We have more resources than any country can have, and it's still, our roads are crumbling, our bridges, like 45% of the bridges in this state needs repair, extreme repair. They're dangerous. I-90, look at that. It's, when you drive on that, your whole car shakes. It's pointless. China and other countries has better road today as we speaking than us. Why? We have more, our economy is far stronger than, still far stronger than China, and it's going down as we speak because we are giving away our resources and jobs and all those infrastructure, system to the outside countries.
Nirav, you're saying all the things I'm sure our audience loves. I'm sure they'd love to support you. If they want to volunteer for you, if they want to donate to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is I'm having an event on November 2nd at my restaurant, Bistro Buffy, which is in Normandy Park. It's a meet and greet event, and I will have a special guest. It's a special guest, Doug Bassler, who's running for King County Election Commissioner. We need to support him. If he wins, we can win. And also we have others who's come in there and they all will like to have support. It's on the 2nd November at Normandy Park. The name of the restaurant is Bistro Buffy. They can all find this information on my social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, Chef for Congress, and also my website. It's chefforcongress.com.
That's Nirav Sheth. He is running for Washington's 8th Congressional District. You can find out more about him, volunteer, or donate at Sheth for Congress, S-H-E-T-H, for Congress.com. We really appreciate you joining us today, and thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you, Ari. And one thing I want to say, God bless America.
God bless America, my friend. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.